Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Daryl Peel as we talk about wholesale box beef trade in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at oklabeef.org.
It's important that cattle producers follow those wholesale box beef prices on a regular basis. It gives them the feel of what sort of demand is out there for their beef as it gets closer to the consumer in the pipeline. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says, for the second time this year, we've seen choice and select beef prices come very close together at the wholesale level.
Well, you know, it's not uncommon to have kind of a second low. The most pronounced seasonal low in choice select spread happens early in the year in February or March, and we had that this year, and then it goes up, but it's become more common to have kind of a second dip down in the late summer time period, and we've done that really in a fairly exaggerated way, and we had one day last week where by just a few pennies, the select price was actually higher than the choice price. Now, in the last few days since then, it's widened back out to roughly a $4 choice select spread, but you know, it seems to have more of a tendency for that weaker choice select spread this year, even though it's kind of a seasonal move, but a bit exaggerated.
Yeah, when we see the choice select beef price come together, what does that mean for our marketplace?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things going on. We've obviously had very good grading percentages, so we've got a large supply of choice relative to select, and at some point, that actually will weigh on the choice side of the market, weakening that choice box beef. The other thing is, if you look at wholesale cuts, you know, we still see relative weakness in the middle meats, which tends to be where the choice market is stronger in, and relative strength in the end meats, and then of course if you look at the hamburger market, we've still got a very strong lean trimmings market as well. So that weakness in middle meats is really, I think, what's pushed this choice select spread probably down to the levels we've seen.
So Daryl, after that choice select spread basically came all the way together a few days ago, it's widened out just a wee bit now. Where does it go from here?
You know, again, seasonally we look for that choice select spread to widen back out in the fourth quarter, and I think, you know, again, it was a kind of a brief touchdown that was a bit lower than you would expect. I do expect it to widen back out, and even though, again, we don't think of the fourth quarter necessarily being a strong beef demand time period, there is more demand for some of the middle meats as we move into cooler weather. And, you know, when we get towards Christmas and New Year's, you know, it won't be too long till we'll be thinking about those prime rib kinds of demands and some of the other middle meats. So we will see some seasonal strength in those middle meats as we move into the fourth quarter.
Talking about where we are in our wholesale box beef trade, that's Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who's based on campus at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 24th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th, 8th, and 9th at River Spirit Expo at the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.